good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Benny. There you go.
Oh, yeah. My mic wasn't on. Imagine mic, that.
I know,
yeah,
right? I always forget. I always forget to put your mic on. In the studio with us this morning, very special guest, Shannon.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. if you are just tuning in, Shannon is the lucky girl that gets to go out.
Yeah, I guess.
Benny.
Put it that way.
I used air quotes on that. So Shannon hit us up and said, hey, what the heck? Wanted, you know, free meal on Valentine's Day. You knew Benny before you had a class with him. Mm-hmm. And so obviously he left a decent impression on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got the lab answers for us.
That is true. Yeah, if it wasn't for me, she probably wouldn't have passed the class.
So so there you go. She just rolled her eyes.
I'm just saying.
I was going to ask you, is Benny smart?
No.
He knew people.
He knew people.
Yeah. Oh. I have connections.
There you go. Hey, that's a good guy to know.
Yeah.
That's a good guy to know. So, Shannon, you're 19,
yes.
Correct? Okay. Yep. Benny, you're 19 as well, right?
I am 19.
So, there you go. So, there's no weird age gap, which is nice. Now, let's see. You haven't had a boyfriend, you said. It's been a little while. What are you looking for in a guy?
I mean, I like tall, you know, athletic guys, you know, maybe with a sense of humor.
Okay.
Well, we're 0-3.
We're 0-3. Well, we're 0.5 for 3. We're 0.5 for 3.
Right, Benny's pretty funny. He's a funny guy.
You got a decent sense of humor, Benny.
Do I really?
No, yeah. You're a funny guy. You are. You crack
Thanks,
me
guys.
Up from time to time.
I appreciate
okay, so,
that.
So tall and athletic. Benny is...
short and not athletic.
You're not... Well, I don't want to say short because I think shorter than you. So
yeah, you are shorter than me.
You're average height. Let's okay. say average height. Now, I did get a list of things that, here's the bare minimum you have to do, Benny, to impress young Shannon here. This is all you have to
okay.
do. Okay. if you're a man, you have to spend $179 on gifts and dinner.
What?
That seems pricey. It's
That's
gone
like
up in my day.
2 weeks' paycheck.
You say you better work extra hours today.
That's right.
Man.
We'll let you cover a little bit here while I'm gone to make up for that.
That's terrible.
Maybe you get a couple bucks from mom and dad before you go out. Yeah.
You think they like me with the stuff I say on this show? I wake up in the morning and tell them I'm going to come down here? You think they're going to give me money?
Now, according to this, it says, Shannon, you need to spend $74, but we're not expecting you to spend anything on
okay.
Benny.
Okay.
Because if this is the train wreck that we all think it's going to be, we don't want you to be out any money. You need to write at least 4 sentences in a card. Have you gotten a card yet?
No.
Come on.
I didn't know this was
Benny,
actually
you had one
a
job.
One job.
See, now,
Benny.
Look, she's even caught on, and now she's doing the whole making fun of me thing. Look at that.
This is going to be so great. By the end of this date, Benny's going to just be so sad and downtrodden.
You know, like card candy, nothing, huh?
I didn't know it was like a legit date, you know what I mean? I thought I was, you know, picking her up in the Hummer, taking her to, where are we even going? I don't
For God's
know.
Sakes, man, it's Valentine's Day.
You going to this all nonchalant-like? Benny. God. All right, next thing. if you're planning a night out, make sure you buy some gift, even if it's a small one. 26% of women and 19% of men would be disappointed if they didn't get anything. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Maybe buy her a chocolate or something.
So you guys basically like organized all this so I can be screwed over and not have any money?
That wasn't the initial intention, but it's built up to that, basically, is what we
I'm starting to realize that. As a
Just take some cans back tonight, man.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
go return some cans. I'll donate some cans.
I'm sure you have plenty of cans.
I got plenty of beer cans from this weekend. So that'll count. So I think let's take another quick break. When we get back, we're going to hear more from Shannon, see if she has expectations for this date at all. Benny, we're going to kind of get your game plan. We'll try not to ruin it, but we'll see.
I don't have a game plan.
Fine, we'll work on your game plan during the break, and we'll get it figured out. Don't go anywhere.